accustomed to servants, and one who expected efficiency.
Aya, so you said.
How could her eyes be smoky and clear at the same time? He wondered, fleetingly. He gave a moment's thought to the fact that they reflected a maturity and intelligence at odds with her braids and smeared face.
Young lady.
He paced the words slowly and distinctly.
Mr. Fairchild is expecting me. Just tell him I'm here. Can you handle that?
A sudden, dazzling smile lit her face.
The smile threw him off. He noticed for the first time that she had an exquisite mouth, full and sculpted, and there was something under the soot. Without thinking, he lifted a hand, intending to brush some off. The tempest hit.
I can't do it! I tell you it's impossible! A travesty!
A man barreled down the long, curved stairs at an alarming rate. His face was shrouded in tragedy, his voice croaked with doom.
This is all your fault!
Coming to a breathless stop, he pointed a long, thin finger at the little maid.
It's on your head! Make no mistake!
Robin Goodfellow, Adam thought, instantly. The man was the picture of Puck,